over the next 2 weeks, I'll share gift givers from Courtney's side of our family, the in-laws. And I know there's a lot of stereotypical jokes about in-law relationships, but I feel fortunate to be part of the Procarpio family. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week's gift giver, Tim and Donna, Courtney's mom and dad. Now, the first thing I'll say over the past 20 years that I've marveled at Tim and Donna is the family that they have raised and created. When I watch Courtney and her brothers and sisters and their spouses and now their kids interacting and what they're doing in the world and who they've become, it is an outstanding tribute to the job that Tim and Donna did in creating a fantastic family. And I think fondly back to coming into this family back in 1991 when Courtney and I started dating, and I think of holidays where Mary Beth or Megan or Tim or John or Courtney, all the siblings along with Tim and Donna, would talk about the family moments that shaped their lives, that connected them together and made them family. Now, back in volume 19 and 20, when I introduced you to my wife, Courtney, I talked about the person that I was at that moment in time was Good Time Jerry. It wasn't that I was a bad person, but I was certainly into the college lifestyle. So as you can imagine, there was some genuine concern for Tim and Donna as to who Courtney was falling in love with, who she was going to spend the rest of her life with. So as you can imagine, some of those very intense yet very important conversations, as Courtney and I made it known that we were going to look towards marriage, look towards spending the rest of our lives together. And here at 43, as I look back at 24, I would like to say that I handled every one of those moments with decorum and with complete emotional restraint and control, but that just wasn't who I was at 25. So add that to the intensity of the situation. But nevertheless, we made it through. We found our way through those conversations, through those moments. And I'm proud to say that I can look over the past 15, 20 years of Courtney and our life together and think of fond moments that we've spent with both Tim and Donna. And from those intense and important conversations, Tim and Donna gave me the gift of being better at bringing hindsight into the present moment. Hindsight is 20/20. We all look back at situations and say, I wish I would have said, I wish I would have done, I wish I would have handled it a different way. So imagine being able to bring hindsight into the present moment to help you with those important yet intense moments that you're going to face in your life. So when I look back at those conversations with Tim and Donna, that I didn't handle it well all the time, but I only see that now in hindsight. From that, we can bring two questions to any emotionally charged situation that can help us handle it outstandingly, that can help us have hindsight in the present moment. The first question is, will it matter? In other words, how many situations do we find ourselves involved in that really don't matter, that we wrap our emotional life around? So the first question is, will it matter? And as I look back with those conversations with Tim and Donna, the answer to that question would have been, yes, they do matter. Had they not mattered, then it would have been in my best interest and the interest of the situation to sit there and pay attention and really say nothing. Because at the end of the day, the conversation, if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. So we just leave it alone. But if it's a conversation like the ones we were having with Tim and Donna, where the answer is yes, it does matter, then the second question we can ask to bring hindsight into the present moment is, what will I look like should I say this statement? What will I look like should I make this facial expression? What will I look like using this tone of voice? What will I look like a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now? We see things all the time in hindsight that we wish we would have handled a different way and probably could have brought out even better outcomes had we done it. These two questions in the present moment will help you do just that. Now, it's not easy to subvert an emotional response to the logic of these two questions, but I promise when we do, when we recognize an intense and important moment and give our minds a bit of time to mull the answers to these two questions, what a game-changing skill, what a game-changing gift it is, and you should expect wonderful things like in-laws you care for, respect, and love. So thanks, Tim and Donna, for five fantastic kids, one of whom I am blessed to call my wife. And thank you for the gift of better handling a situation in the present where I can look back later and not wish I handled it any differently. And thank you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.